Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's talk Rock Ridge Rocket Baseball with a familiar baseball name over there. Olphig, TJ Olphig. I know his older brother, a very good player, Tyler Olphig. So I guess, TJ, we'll begin our conversation. How big is baseball in the Olphig family?
It's a pretty big thing in our family. I'd say it's been a thing that our parents have kind of been with us through, kind of brought us like together.
It's the common denominator. So how old were you when you started playing, and give us some of your early memories of playing this great game?
I think I started when I was 7, and maybe even earlier playing t-ball. And one of my memories would be winning like a national championship in travel ball, I guess.
Yeah. Who did you play for? Tell us about your travel ball experience and how important that was to you.
I played for the Hitmen, and it was a pretty important thing in making me the player I am today. It helped me fundamentally in just being more comfortable playing the game.
And what type of advice maybe do you get from Big Brother? Does he say stuff to you? Now, mind you, I know your older brother's a big baseball guy, but I still tell people he made one of the biggest shots in Rock Ridge Rocket basketball postseason history, and I'm sure he tells you that story ad nauseum, no question about that. But what are some of the, I guess, back-and-forth baseball conversations you have among family?
We just kind of talk about, he'll come to some of the games, you know, talk me through some of the plays that he thought that I could do differently, and talk to me about my approach at the plate and just trying to wait back on balls and going to the other side.
Well, that is pretty good advice. So tell me, last spring, how bummed were you when, you know, we were at the height of this pandemic? And I know initially they were hoping maybe there was going to be a spring season. It got wiped out. So it's important. I know you get this senior year, but take us back to last year and kind of dealing with all that and getting shortchanged and not having a junior year in baseball.
I was pretty bummed out. I feel like we had a pretty good squad that we could have had a chance to do something with. And I just feel really bad for the seniors that didn't get their year.
Tell us about your senior year. And I know kids that play baseball, I'm assuming you got to play last summer. You know, you didn't get the IHSA season. But just kind of how strange does it feel where, you know, basically you had a year off of playing IHSA high school baseball and then you're back at it? I assume, you know, it seems like when this season started, it was such that the feeling was it seemed like such a long time ago that you played a high school baseball game for Rock Ridge. How strange was it for you with that type of situation?
It was pretty strange coming back into it, but I feel like we were able to settle in pretty quickly and get back on the ropes.
All right, tell us a little bit about your role this year. I know you pitch for the Rockets, and you play basically, it sounds like, about every infield position, but short. And looks like you hit at the top third of the lineup. A little bit about your role with this team and just individually, how's it been going for you this year?
It's been going pretty good. I've just been trying to drive in runs and help the team however I can just by doing jobs and making plays.
And just, you know, trying to put together a consistent season after the long layoff as a high school team. What's, you know, just give us a thumbnail sketch of how it's been for the Rockets here in 2021. And I know baseball is really one of those sports, you know, just for me following it, you really want to get hot at the right time. And that's kind of the postseason. So what about the regular season and then trying to, you know, peak entering the postseason? Tell us about the season so far for Rock Ridge baseball.
We've been struggling here and there. We've had some trouble putting good games together. We've made some good plays. And I feel like after yesterday, we showed some good promise in being able to battle in the postseason.
Yeah, an 11-inning high school game. You don't see that too often. And the Rockets able to prevail last night by a final of 4-2. What about that game last night? Must have been a pretty good one.
Yeah, it was good. We had some good nights from our pitchers. They were giving us a chance, putting the ball in the strike zone, and we were making plays to back them up.
And that's a recipe for success. We'll see the Rockets Thursday at home. They host Orion. That'll be a WMJ broadcast game. So, TJ Olfek, do me a favor. Tell your brother Tyler hello and tell him I have not forgot about that big shot he made at the Orion postseason. I think that was the regional or the sectional 5 or 6 years ago. So tell, and I remember some of the hits he got too, but I'll always remember that jumper. So tell him hello, will you?
I'll be sure to do so.
All right, we'll see you out at the Diamond on Thursday. TJ Olfek, senior baseball player for Rock Ridge, joining us on WMJ and WMJ.com.